First Chronicles chapter 19. Sometime afterward, King Nahash of the Ammonites died, and his son succeeded him. David said, I will deal loyally with Hanun son of Nahash, for his father dealt loyally with me. So David sent messengers to console him concerning his father. When David's servants came to Hanun in the land of the Ammonites to console him, the officials of the Ammonites said to Hanun, Do you think because David has sent consolers to you that he is honoring your father? Have not his servants come to you to search and to overthrow and to spy out the land? So Hanun seized David's servants, shaved them, cut off their garments in the middle at their hips, and sent them away, and they departed. When David was told about the men, he sent messengers to them, for they felt greatly humiliated. The king said, Remain at Jericho until your beards have grown, and then return. When the Ammonites saw that they had made themselves odious to David, Hanun and the Ammonites sent 1,000 talents of silver to hire chariots and cavalry from Mesopotamia, from Aram-Maacah, and from Zobah. They hired 32,000 chariots, and the king of Maacah with his army, who came and camped before Medeba. And the Ammonites were mustered from their cities and came to battle. When David heard of it, he sent Joab and all the army of the warriors. The Ammonites came out and drew up in battle array at the entrance of the city, and the kings who had come were by themselves in the open country. When Joab saw that the line of battle was set against him both in front and in the rear, he chose some of the picked men of Israel and arrayed them against the Arameans. The rest of his troops he put in the charge of his brother Abishai, and they were arrayed against the Ammonites. He said, If the Arameans are too strong for me, then you shall help me. But if the Ammonites are too strong for you, then I will help you. Be strong, and let us be courageous for our people and for the cities of our God, and may the Lord do what seems good to him. So Joab and the troops who were with him advanced toward the Arameans for battle, and they fled before him. When the Ammonites saw that the Arameans fled, they likewise fled before Abishai, Joab's brother, and entered the city. Then Joab came to Jerusalem. But when the Arameans saw that they had been defeated by Israel, they sent messengers, and brought out the Arameans who were beyond the Euphrates, with Shophach, the commander of the army of Hadadezer, at their head. When David was informed, he gathered all Israel together, crossed the Jordan, came to them, and drew up his forces against them. When David set the battle in array against the Arameans, they fought with him. The Arameans fled before Israel, and David killed 7,000 Aramean charioteers and 40,000 foot soldiers, and also killed Shophach, the commander of their army. When the servants of Hadadezer saw that they had been defeated by Israel, they made peace with David and became subject to him. So the Arameans were not willing to help the Ammonites any more. 1 Chronicles chapter 20. In the spring of the year, the time when kings go out to battle, Joab led out the army, ravaged the country of the Ammonites, and came and besieged Rabbah. But David remained at Jerusalem. Joab attacked Rabbah and overthrew it. David took the crown of Milcom from his head. He found that it weighed 1 talent of gold, and in it was a precious stone, and it was placed on David's head. He also brought out the booty of the city, a very great amount. He brought out the people who were in it, and set them to work with saws and iron picks and axes. Thus David did to all the cities of the Ammonites. Then David and all the people returned to Jerusalem. After this, war broke out with the Philistines at Gezer. Then Sibbekai the Hushathite killed Sippai, who was one of the descendants of the giants, and the Philistines were subdued. Again there was war with the Philistines, and Elhanan son of Jair killed Lamai, the brother of Goliath the Gittite, the shaft of whose spear was like a weaver's beam. Again there was war at Gath, where there was a man of great size who had 6 fingers on each hand, and 6 toes on each foot, 24 in number. He also was descended from the giants. When he taunted Israel, Jonathan son of Shimeah, David's brother, killed him. These were descended from the giants in Gath. They fell by the hand of David and his servants. 1 Chronicles chapter 21. Satan stood up against Israel and incited David to count the people of Israel. So David said to Joab and the commanders of the army, Go, number Israel from Beersheba to Dan, and bring me a report so that I may know their number. But Joab said, May the Lord increase the number of his people 100-fold. Are they not, my lord the king, all of them my lord's servants? Why then should my lord require this? Why should he bring guilt on Israel? But the king's word prevailed against Joab. So Joab departed, and went throughout all Israel, and came back to Jerusalem. Joab gave the total count of the people to David. In all Israel there were 1,100,000 men who drew the sword, and in Judah 470,000 who drew the sword. But he did not include Levi and Benjamin in the numbering, for the king's command was abhorrent to Joab. But God was displeased with this thing, and he struck Israel. David said to God, I have sinned greatly in that I have done this thing. But now, I pray you, take away the guilt of your servant, for I have done very foolishly. The Lord spoke to Gad, David's seer, saying, Go and say to David, Thus says the Lord, Three things I offer you, choose one of them, so that I may do it to you. So Gad came to David and said to him, Thus says the Lord, Take your choice, either 3 years of famine, or 3 months of devastation by your foes, while the sword of your enemies overtakes you, or 3 days of the sword of the Lord, pestilence on the land, and the angel of the Lord destroying throughout all the territory of Israel. Now decide what answer I shall return to the one who sent me. Then David said to Gad, I am in great distress. Let me fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercy is very great, but let me not fall into human hands. So the Lord sent a pestilence on Israel, and 70,000 persons fell in Israel. And God sent an angel to Jerusalem to destroy it, but when he was about to destroy it, the Lord took note and relented concerning the calamity. He said to the destroying angel, Enough, stay your hand. The angel of the Lord was then standing by the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. David looked up and saw the angel of the Lord standing between earth and heaven, and in his hand a drawn sword stretched out over Jerusalem. Then David and the elders, clothed in sackcloth, fell on their faces. And David said to God, Was it not I who gave the command to count the people? It is I who have sinned, and done very wickedly. But these sheep, what have they done? Let your hand, I pray, O Lord my God, be against me and against my father's house, but do not let your people be plagued. Then the angel of the Lord commanded Gad to tell David that he should go up and erect an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. So David went up, following Gad's instructions, which he had spoken in the name of the Lord. Ornan turned and saw the angel, and while his four sons who were with him hid themselves, Ornan continued to thresh wheat. As David came to Ornan, Ornan looked and saw David. He went out from the threshing floor, and did obeisance to David with his face to the ground. David said to Ornan, Give me the site of the threshing floor, that I may build on it an altar to the Lord. Give it to me at its full price, so that the plague may be averted from the people. Then Ornan said to David, Take it, and let my lord the king do what seems good to him. See, I present the oxen for burnt offerings, and the threshing sledges for the wood, and the wheat for a grain offering. I give it all. But King David said to Ornan, No, I will buy them for the full price. I will not take for the Lord what is yours, nor offer burnt offerings that cost me nothing. So David paid Ornan 600 shekels of gold by weight for the site. David built there an altar to the Lord, and presented burnt offerings and offerings of well-being. He called upon the Lord, and he answered him with fire from heaven on the altar of burnt offering. Then the Lord commanded the angel, and he put his sword back into its sheath. At that time, when David saw that the Lord had answered him at the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, he made his sacrifices there. For the tabernacle of the Lord, which Moses had made in the wilderness, and the altar of burnt offering were at that time in the high place at Gibeon. But David could not go before it to inquire of God, for he was afraid of the sword of the angel of the Lord.